In the wake of the terrorist attacks in San Bernardino and in Paris, many are looking to the tech industry for more help in keeping people safe. Should tech companies be giving authorities more access to encrypted communication or do a better job in taking down ISIS content? Well, now the tech industry is responding, and here to tell us about that and more is our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Mark Bergen is associate editor for Recode. He's been writing about Google and Alphabet and a lot more. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with what Google had to say, or Alphabet, I guess I should say. The executive chairman of Alphabet, Eric Schmidt, wrote an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday. What did he say?
Sure. He framed it as the internet is a tool, it's his language, and that it can be used for good, but it can also be used for bad. And I think what was more important was what he didn't say was, he didn't say that we're going to hand over encrypted data, we're going to kind of open up a backdoor to governments. And it kind of had a little bit more cooperative tone about, yes, we should do more, kind of the collective we, both companies and governments, to maybe take down YouTube videos or social media posts from terrorist organizations and be a bit more cooperative. But he didn't fully concede to a lot of the demands that both Republicans and Democrats have been making.
Why is that? Why do you think that tech companies are so resistant to move more towards the side of security as opposed to the side of privacy for users?
Right. I mean, I think there's, especially with, after the NSA revelations, a lot of the tech companies and Apple and Google, and they've kind of, and Facebook as well, have joined forces and put a stance that they're going to put their consumers first and their users first, and they don't want to be seen as handing over their data and information to governments without users knowing about it.
And do you think they'll be able to continue to do that despite calls from people like Hillary Clinton over the weekend and even Donald Trump talking about tech companies and the tech industry taking a broader role in helping in the fight against terrorism?
Right, right. Donald Trump saying he's going to call up Bill Gates to shut down the internet.
That was a bit odd. Bill Gates.
I think that, it's going to, clearly this is going to be the issue for the election, and it's going to be increasingly a lot of pressure on tech companies. But, tech companies have also their massive lobbying arms, and they're very powerful forces in Washington, D.C. So I don't think it's something they're going to cave to very easily.
Mark, you have been working on a big series on Alphabet, the company that mm-hmm. now owns Google, and looking into all the kinds of things that Alphabet now does. How much has that company changed ever since that name change?
Not much, and I guess the name change itself didn't really change a lot. What they're trying to do is to really turn these separate companies into kind of self-sustained startups that can kind of operate independently from Google and from Alphabet. So they've had a couple new name changes. Yesterday announced that the Google Life Sciences, which is their kind of healthcare moonshot lab, is now called Verily, and Google Ventures, which is their Ventures arm, is just GV. And so I think they have some more kind of rebrands coming, and they're also going to be making some significant hires, and I imagine in trying to just set up those companies to operate on their own.
So do you see them becoming a company that does very different things besides search and the sorts of things that they do now, not just for the user, but also in terms of where they make their money? Is the money going to come from other places besides advertising?
I mean, that's one way. The best way to look at this whole Alphabet thing is it's really just this really wide search for something besides search ads. Right? That's the only thing right now, the large bulk of the money that Google's been making. And really, if you look at the tech industry, the only company that's been able to kind of have two winners is Amazon. They have the e-commerce, and they also have a cloud storage. And every other company basically has kind of one really powerful horse in the race, and Google's making a lot of attempts at getting something besides search.
Well, give us an example, a specific example of something that they're doing that people may be surprised to hear that Alphabet is up to.
Sure. So yesterday, Verily is a new name for this healthcare lab they've had for several years. It spun out of Google X, which is their kind of secretive research lab, and it has some very talented PhDs and scientists. And what they've been doing is they've been creating a lot of small devices. They build a smart contact lens for diabetic patients, and they've been building a lot of digital platforms and kind of the new software layer for the medical industry, and operating sort of licensing that to larger pharmaceutical companies. So the aim there is to build up a really powerful business around medicine.
And they've gotten involved in artificial intelligence.
Right. I mean, Google is probably the forefront of artificial intelligence right now. They've been investing in that deeply for years. And right now you're finally starting to see a lot of that research move from papers and academia into actual products. But at the same time, Facebook is also ramping up a huge AI lab. Apple Amazon, Uber. So Google, you know, risks kind of losing this as well.
They're also involved with smart homes. Tell us about that.
Sure. That's the company they acquired last year called Nest that's building right now. They have three products and the kind of the expectations they'll build a lot more. And eventually the vision of the future that Silicon Valley has is that every device in our home will be connected to the internet. And Google wants to be kind of the platform for that.
That's Mark Bergen, associate editor for Recode. You can find a link to his series on Google and Alphabet and the many arms of Alphabet, or the many letters of the alphabet, I guess you could say, at our website,
yep.
hereandnow.org. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.